Broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio for the WTMJ Classic at the Majestic Oaks Golf Course at Lake Lawn Resort. Exploring the intersection of life, community, and business by the fairway. It's time for the upswing. Here's Jeff Sherman.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Delavan. The Monday Upswing Show. Could Upswing, live from the golf course, could that be any better of a name for a show? Especially on an absolutely perfect day here in Delavan. Not too hot, not too cold. Monday shows are all about movement, momentum, and motion. As we are live from Majestic Oaks Golf Course here in Lake Lawn Resort, it's the 2024 WTMJ Classic. It's our fourth annual networking golf outing, the WTMJ Classic. What is it? Well, simply put, just an 18-hole golf outing with a bunch of our wonderful partners, show hosts, and our great WTMJ teammates. The shotgun start, I'm looking out right now over the golf course, the practice tee, just teed off at 10 a.m. And there go the carts. There go the first drives. Everyone having a wonderful time. Mark Tauscher, just around the corner here from ESPN Wisconsin, live. Hosts from The Truth are out here as well. Lots of fun and contests at many of the holes. Joe Serpico, who is the head golf pro here at Majestic Oaks, is going to join us today. We'll have an opportunity to meet him, see how the course is performing. I mean, it's absolutely looking just perfect today. But we're going to learn more about the history of this golf course. We'll talk to him about some of the trends that's happening in this wonderful sport and much, much more. He's got a great history, too. Spent some time in Maui, so he's going to give us his background on what's happening in the golf world in Hawaii. We'll get live updates from the course throughout the show, and we're going to talk with Kurt Behman. Kurt is the owner of Forward Outdoor, a new outdoor gear rentals and curated nature experiences business in Milwaukee. They rent camping equipment, they rent mountain bikes, they rent paddling equipment, you know, kayaks, canoes, stand-up paddle boards, and more. Kurt's a really interesting guy, has background and unique passion for integrating the consideration of environmental, social, and economic impacts into operations, with a particular emphasis on the adventure industry, which is his new business now. So we're going to swing it all together for today's show. His family, actually, used to own, if you're from the Milwaukee area, you remember a business called Behman's Golf Center in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. Kurt used to be the president of the Behman's Golf Center in Cedarburg before that business closed and sold. But a lot of legacy there in Cedarburg. We'll talk to him about his family, the golf business, and what it means now to be an entrepreneur in the adventure space. Golf, business, life, the great outdoors. That's today on the Upswing. But after the break, two up, two big stories that I saw over the weekend that you may have missed. This is the Upswing live from the WTMJ Classic. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the Upswing live from Majestic Oaks Golf Course here at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan. It's the 2024 WTMJ Classic. The Upswing live, looking out over this beautiful course. Golfers just teeing off at 10 a.m., and we're going to have the head pro from the course join us in about 4 or 5 minutes. But first, just two up, two business stories that I saw over the weekend that piqued my interest that you're probably like, wow, I missed that. I didn't see that. How does that impact my day-to-day life, Jeff? Well, I'm going to tell you. One, Bloomberg is reporting that Chicago is banking on co-working with an entity called World Business Chicago to lead a big charge and change into downtown Chicago. The city is touting co-working spaces in iconic tourist locations to generate an economic impact this summer of over $10 million. The one thing people do not realize about downtown Milwaukee, if you haven't been in downtown Milwaukee for a long time, we have a ton of residents. So downtown Milwaukee is active and alive and full of not only corporations and businesses, but a ton of residents. So it provides a really interesting vitality and mix. But Chicago, on the other hand, sure, there's 8 million people in greater downtown Chicago, more than the entire state of Wisconsin put together. But the downtown vacancy rate in Chicago has been setting records quarter after quarter and recently rose to 22.5%, according to Jones Lang LaSalle Inc. So Chicago leaders came together and said, all right, perceptions of crime aren't going away. Businesses are moving out. What can we do to build our population base throughout the summer? So Chicago is betting on this summer, when most Americans are eager to kind of get out of the office a little bit more, escape the 9-to-5, and get in to co-working spaces. So they're going to use Navy Pier, they're going to use the Museum of Contemporary Art, and they're going to use the Chicago Cultural Center to be workspaces. And it's led by civic boosters and billionaire Petty Pritzker of the nonprofit P33. It's a three-month campaign called Work from Summertime Shy. And the initiative is going to aim to bring $10 million of economic impact to the Loop, as the Central Business District is known, and all the surrounding areas. It's a really interesting campaign, and I like to see, you know, you don't rest on your laurels. You don't say, hey, the office spaces are going away, downtown's dying. You do something about it, and you create co-working spaces in places that otherwise you may think, that's not typically a place where I'd like to go work. But Chicago is fighting the inertia, and it plans to tap social media, to use influencers, to hype these new co-working spaces, including offshore rooftop with these striking views of Lake Michigan and the city, coaxing more and more people downtown, which is probably going to hopefully ease some of the crime fears and spur greater development. I'd love to see something like this happen in Milwaukee as well, because as Chicago goes, Milwaukee goes, the economies are both connected. Another story that I saw over the weekend. Anyone know who Sam Butcher is? Sam passed away last week. Sam Butcher was the soft-spoken artist who created those doe-eye, pastel-hued, porcelain, precious moments figurines. So if you have a grandmother, or your grandmother or grandfather yourself, go into the basement right now and see if you have any of those old school Precious Moments figurines. Because the founder, who kind of put all of his heart, all of his soul into the Precious Moments business, has passed away. He was 85, and he was kind of known as the Michelangelo of Missouri, as he kind of created this Sistine Chapel of his own in his hometown. The Beanie Babies of Porcelain, that's what these Precious Moments figurines are. I did a little research of my own, because I think my grandmother used to own some Precious Moments figurines. $15,000 for some of them. So go in the basement, maybe even have some displayed in a display case in a rec room or in your kitchen or your dining room. They're still sought after. Go look at your Precious Moments figurines. They could be worth a whole lot of cash. That's my tip for you today. We're going to come back and we're going to talk. Actually, I'm going to introduce him right now, because he just walked in to the mobile studio here at the WTMJ Classic. Joe Serpico, who is the head golf pro here at Majestic Oaks. Joe, welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Jeff. Great to meet you.
Yeah,
appreciate
nice to meet
it.
You too. Yeah, thanks for all that you're doing for our fine team here. So how'd the shotgun start go?
Good. Once the players finally rolled in, you know, when an outing goes out, you always have people showing up at the last second. I think we had a couple people that are still on their way in, so they might be a little late, miss a hole or two. But, no, it went really well. We had a nice DJ set up with actually one of my coworkers, Josh. He does DJing on the side, so
nice.
We had him doing a little music.
As I was walking in, I heard the inspirational music. It got me going. It got everyone rolling. A little coffee, a little nice spread out here, and I've even seen a couple people walk around with some Bloody Marys, which is a good thing.
Just one or two.
Yes. All right, we're going to head to break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about the history of the course here, kind of do some deep dives into the trends in the golf world, and a whole lot more. This is Yep Swing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to the Upswing, live from the WTMJ Classic out here in beautiful Delavan, Wisconsin. Just, you couldn't ask for better weather. It's not too sunny. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. There's a slight breeze. It isn't going to affect the ball a whole lot. And we're joined by Joe Serpico. Say that several times. And Joe's just coming off the course. He's got a lot of duties today, so I appreciate you taking the time to spend with us. So give us the history of the beautiful course here, Joe.
Yeah, so obviously Lake Lawn's been around for quite a long time, back to the late 1800s.
Yeah.
And our course was originally designed and opened in 1921.
Okay.
So a little bit past our centennial three years ago. And it really hasn't gone through any major redesigns, anything like that. Certainly done some updating here and there over the years. We actually just did our last update last year where we just kind of rerouted the course. So the first five holes from the front nine and the first five holes from the back nine just flip-flopped.
Oh, okay.
It just made it flow a little bit more seamlessly, made the pars make a little bit more sense, and directionally as you're driving around, it just made a little bit more sense. So that was kind of the reasoning there, and then we changed hole number 18 to a par 5 this year.
Okay, very good. All right. And, you know, I did a little research on the course. It was designed by Illinois Hall of Fame member Dick Nugent. He designed 90 other courses in 12 states. And, yeah, I mean, it's just so accessible. I mean, that's the great thing about Lake Lawn is, like, right off the expressway, you got a lot around you, and you get here, and you're like, whoa, I'm in this majestic, beautiful space.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's awesome. So what's your path to Lake Lawn? Give us your professional golf pro path, Joe.
Yeah, little out of the ordinary, let's say that. So started as an aviation recruiter. Got started there from a buddy of mine. I have to give him a shout out because I just played with him the other day at Medina.
Oh, wow.
So he
throwing out the Medina card.
Yeah,
early.
So he was my coach when I played college hockey, and then after college, he recruited me to come and work at the aviation company. And through that, he was nice enough to allow me to go and work remotely from Hawaii while doing that.
Nice. Okay.
So Mike Rapporto, shout out to you. And when we were playing in Medina the other day, he got a hole-in-one on hole number 18.
Oh, wow. Congrats. So all right, that's the reason why we're giving you the hole-in-one shout out at the WTMJ
Classic. Got to give him a shout out for that.
So did playing hockey influence your path to golf? Like, same kind of motion?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it really is a very similar motion.
Yeah.
You know, baseball is probably the worst swing to translate over to golf.
Yeah.
And hockey would be a very good one to translate over. The slap shot is, you know, kind of like a drive. So that certainly helped with me being a golfer. But, once I moved out to Hawaii, then I was working 4 a.m. to noon because I was working on Chicago time.
Okay.
So I would be done at noon, I moved out there.
You were in Maui, right?
Maui.
So we went for a honeymoon. Beautiful. I didn't play golf on my honeymoon. Full disclosure.
Smart man.
Probably a good
smart
thing.
Man.
Yes.
Unless she was a golfer,
what a beautiful
too.
Place. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then when I got out there, I had, you know, all afternoon to do whatever, and I didn't know anybody, and I was working from home, so I wasn't meeting anybody through work. So I was like, all right, I'll start working part-time at a golf course, get free golf, get to know people. And one thing led to another, and I stopped doing the aviation thing and started working full-time in golf out there.
Okay.
And then I started going back and forth after a few years because you get island fever.
Yeah,
it's a thing. So the end of the day, you're stuck on a piece of rock in the middle of the ocean.
Yes.
So
yes.
You definitely
time
get a little
to get back to the mainland.
Fever. And so I started doing summers out here at Geneva National down the road.
Okay.
And then winters back in Maui. And I did that for 3 winters and 3 summers. And then got a call and an opportunity from the superintendent here, Kevin Hammond, who, shout out to Kevin, does a fantastic job to keep this course in as great shape.
It's beautiful, green, and lush. It looks absolutely amazing.
The greens are speedy, but not crazy, and it's just, he does a fantastic job.
I mean, how is that balance? Like, you want to make the course aggressive and tough, but at the same time, you want to make it approachable. Like, how do you, from a pro and a team out here, tackle that every day?
Yeah, I mean, that is certainly a balance, because you want it to be challenging, but you don't want it to scare away somebody who's newer to golf.
Yeah.
And, we want to get as many people into golf as we can and grow the game. And that's kind of hard to do because it is a more expensive sport, for one. It's very time-consuming. Around even a regularly paced round is about 4 hours, so that's a time commitment that you're away from your family, your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, what have you.
Yeah.
So that's certainly a balance. So, we want to make it challenging enough that people that are a little bit better don't get bored.
Right.
But we want to make it also approachable. So our course is a little bit shorter in the overall length, so we have to make it a little bit more challenging in other areas. And it's kind of tight-lined with trees. The greens are all smaller, but they're all well-guarded by bunkers.
Yeah.
There's several ridges. Probably 7 of the holes have ridges. So, if you're on the wrong side of the ridge, good luck. You're just hoping for a two-putt at that point
in time. That's right.
But, so it's a little bit of that, and then keeping the greens fast enough, but not too fast, where everybody's going to be three putting.
All right.
So that's kind of the balance.
Are you seeing more and more new golfers coming into the game? I think kind of you had this post-pandemic rise of golf because it was outdoors. It was easy to get into. Are you still seeing that?
Yeah, I think so. And we do something here. It's called family golf. So Sunday through Thursday, after 4 p.m., you can come on out with the family. As long as you have one person in your group that is 17 years or younger, it's $14 per person. Even the adults are paying $14. And that's going to come with chips or a candy bar and a fountain soda and 9 holes of golf.
Okay.
For $14.
Right. Hold that. We'll talk more when we come back from the break. Welcome back to The Upswing, live from the WTMJ Classic here in beautiful Delavan, Wisconsin. Joe Serpico, Majestic Oaks Golf Pro. So, Joe, I grew up caddying. Caddying, I think everyone, if you have an opportunity at age 14, 15, 16, be a caddy. You learn life lessons. You learn how to communicate. You learn to interact with CEOs. You see anger. You see a lot of things on the golf course. It's really great. But how do you, how do you groom the younger generation to really appreciate and learn the game of golf? Because it can be a tough sport.
Yeah, it definitely can be. And let's be honest, if they're learning from somebody who either taught, how to conduct yourself on a golf course and all the etiquette, because there's a lot of little things that might not be common knowledge.
Exactly.
So if you're not even being taught from the right person, then you have no shot. But, I think that just getting out and being on the course, being observant of what's going on around you is a huge stepping stone, and just being comfortable. And, again, that just comes from being uncomfortable, getting out there.
Exactly.
Put yourself in uncomfortable positions, and then you can learn from other people and get a little bit more comfortable yourself.
Yeah, learning all the rules, not being too scared, but just going to kind of tackle a sport with a vengeance, but know that like anything, and that's kind of why I haven't played as much in the last several years, is because if I don't play consistently and I don't practice, the sport is more frustrating.
Oh, absolutely.
But at the same time, I love it. So it's like anything in life. You got to put in the time if you want to really see the rewards.
Yeah, and people, speaking of frustrating, people think that as you become better at golf, it gets less frustrating. It's the exact opposite. It's totally the exact opposite. You just expect more out of yourself.
Yeah.
And when you have an off day, you just get more frustrated.
So other than putting in the work, hitting the range, working on the short game, what are some of your suggestions for kind of a typical
weekend player.
Yeah, first off, stay away from Dr. YouTube. can have a 1,000 videos and every other video is telling you something totally different.
Yeah.
And just because it might be a good piece of advice doesn't mean it's actually going to work for you in particular. So I would get lessons, to be honest with you. Go and talk to a professional or maybe even just a buddy who's really good or played high school or college golf even, and actually get some feedback about your specific swing because they're actually going to take those pieces of information and translate it to your swing.
Yeah.
Not everybody's hips and shoulders can move in the same way of other people. So if you're just taking a blanket idea or blanket tip, that doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And if you don't have somebody there to actually tell you that, then you're just going to be beating your head against a wall.
I like that. That's great advice. So what's happening the rest of the summer here at Majestic Oaks?
Well, hopefully a whole lot of beautiful weather and a whole lot of golf.
Yeah.
Just like last year and the year before that. But our big one, so we do basically two big outings a year other than obviously this one with you guys.
Right.
But we do our kickoff of the summer. It's called Salt the Rim. It's a Cinco de Mayo themed outing. So that's always like the first weekend of May.
Very good.
So that one's in the past. And then our last one is kind of at the close of the season. It's in September and it's called the Craft Brew Open. So it's more of an Oktoberfest thing.
Okay.
So we don't have a date pinned down concrete on that one yet, but keep your ears open for a date to roll out. And that one's a whole bunch of fun. Like pretty much every third hole you're getting free beer samples.
Nice.
And so we need to watch the golfers and make sure all carts stay on four wheels on that day. But so that's really the next big one that we have. But it's just going to be a great summer, a lot of outings that we have planned.
All right.
But this one's definitely one of our big
ones. And if you want to make tee times or get in around, what's the easiest way to do that?
Give us a call. You could always go to our website
and
try to book a tee time there, or you can just give us a call. We could book it for you there. Either way, it's pretty simple.
All right. Well, we appreciate you having our crew out here. WTMJ, The Truth, ESPN Wisconsin, all of our wonderful partners. It's a perfect day here in Delavan. We'll be right back after the break. We are going to move from the golf course to the great outdoors. There's a new outdoor experience and rental business in Milwaukee, and a few of the owners will join us via phone. Forward Outdoor. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, live from the WTMJ Classic here at Majestic Oaks at Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan. What a perfect day. People teeing off right in front of me. A couple people on the practice green. I'm just trying to not talk too loud. Don't want to disrupt any swings. Maybe I should talk like this for the rest of the show. No, I won't. We're going to move from the golf course to the great outdoors. Kurt and Elizabeth Bayman. From Forward Outdoor, join us. Kurt, Elizabeth, how are we today?
Great, great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm out at a golf course, so like, you, other than being maybe on a kayak or on a paddleboard, it's about the best place to be here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin.
Not a bad Monday morning.
That's right. So, Kurt, we've talked and met a few times. I'm really interested in your background in sustainability and B Corp consulting. Tell us what first B Corps are and talk about the key benefits and kind of how you've done work in that space.
Sure. So I went to University of Wisconsin-Madison, and that's where I really discovered sustainability. And it's, you know, for the folks that don't know, sustainability in general is the equal consideration of the environmental, social, and financial impacts that a business makes. And we had a class that combined the Institute for Environmental Studies with the business school, and it really clicked for me because growing up in a small family business where, you know, the business was a part of the community and we knew our customers well and treated people with respect, and if you see kind of, unfortunately, some of the aspects of business that don't have the greatest impact on the community, and that's where it really clicked for me. You know, I brought it to every job I was in for 20 years or so, and then I had the great fortune to become the sustainability manager for Outpost Natural Foods here in town.
Yeah.
And, you know, they really have sustainability at the core of what they're doing. And then so years ago, what happened to B Corp is a certification where a company will voluntarily go through a certification process to make sure that their impacts are positive for the environment and the community, while also making money. And so it's a mark that they can put on their product that lets customers know that they can trust that this business has the community first in mind.
So it creates, I mean, it's a certification process that will kind of further the social and environmental performance, create a little bit more public transparency, some legal accountability, and, you know, really showcase that the business is about greater good, but also about driving wealth and shareholder value and customer value.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the beauty of it, is that it does put environmental, social, and the economic factors on equal footing. So it really is a give and a take on every decision you're making.
All right. So we are here out at Lake Lawn Resort. Tell us about Bayman's Golf Center a little bit and your background there, and then we'll get into Forward Outdoor, and you can tell us all about your new business.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up with a golf club in my hand, basically, so it's very cool that you're out there today. I remember going to Lake Lawn years ago when I was a kid. Basically, in about 1960, my dad opened up a driving range in Cedarburg, and then over the years added a par 3 course and a mini golf and a pro shop, and really had this amazing community place where people could come together. People were bringing out families to play mini golf, and you know, as you well know, golf is a great social game that gets folks outside. And we kind of ran that business until just a few years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, great legacy there. I'm sure it was a great training ground to what you're doing today. When we come back from the break, your new business is Forward Outdoor, just launched a couple weeks ago, but I'm sure you've been working on it for years and putting together the experiences and all the logistics that go into entrepreneurship. We'll come back with Kurt Bayman from Forward Outdoor live from the WTMJ Classic here at beautiful Majestic Oaks. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, live from the WTMJ Classic here at Majestic Oaks in beautiful Delavan, Wisconsin. Just an absolutely stunning, perfect day. All things outdoors. It's going to be a quick, fun segment with the owners of Forward Outdoor. I always like to spotlight entrepreneurs and new businesses. So, Kurt, give us the overview of what you're doing in the outdoor experience and rental space.
Yeah, absolutely. So we really saw that there's a gap in the market here in Milwaukee for folks that kind of rent outdoor gear to take it with them to get outside. And, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of people started to get outside and got a taste of the outdoors. And really, sometimes we just need that little extra push. You know, people are really busy. They want things to be made easy for them. And so basically what we do is we rent canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, mountain bikes, camping gear, things like that. And then we also do experiences focused on either social events or field trips. So if you remember the feeling of having a field trip as a kid, that's what we're trying to recreate, where we combine a traditional outdoor activity like hiking, biking, or paddling with one that is something in wellness space, food, or art.
And where are you located, and kind of what's the easiest way to plug in on the rentals?
Yeah, so our headquarters is in the Amorphic Brewery building in River West. We've got a space there where people can pick up, and then we meet there as well. And then, so we also do private experiences for group team building, bachelor parties, you know, birthday parties, things like that. Where we've got a website, it's forwardoutdoor.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And, we're just really trying to get people outside and get humans together face-to-face and create that social interaction.
Good. Well, earlier in the show, I got some good insight as to how to work on the golf game and how to get the swing down pat. And, you know, the golf pro here definitely said, you know, don't go straight to YouTube because those are kind of, you're going to see too much. So what is your advice for getting on a kayak or, more importantly, getting on a stand-up board for the very first time?
Yeah, absolutely. That can be a little tricky, that's for sure, the stand-up paddle board. Number one is wear your life jacket, because a lot of people think that
safety first.
I'm on a calm river or something, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And so definitely wear the life jacket and, you know, do your research. There's a lot of good resources out there, Facebook groups and such, and go on flat water. You know, it's folks try and go into the river right away. You know, even on a calm river, a lot of hazards can come up. So starting with preferably a no-motor lake where there's no wakes or a very flat, calm water is definitely going to give folks the best experience first off.
Yeah. Okay. And kayaks, same way. I mean, the kayaks are pretty stable these days. I mean, are there more performance-based ones? Like, what are you renting and what are you seeing? Like, as a beginner, what's the best kayak to get into?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, there's everything from your whitewater kayaks up to the touring kayaks. And we kind of go right in the middle with your sit-on-top and sit-in recreational kayaks. They're the most stable. They're the most fun. They're easiest to maneuver. And so they're great for beginners, but also folks that are experienced. And they're the best for the water conditions that we have in the Wisconsin area here.
All right. So you have some pretty cool experience-based programs coming up. You talked about a little bit, but tell us a little bit more about those. There's a hike and distillery tasting coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing that up in Slinger. There's a new distillery called Altered Spirits, and that's on Father's Day weekend. So everybody is looking for a great experience for Dad. That'd be a great one. So, we're going to do a hike up there at Pike Lake State Park and then check out the brewery and the distillery and have try some of their spirits. And what we're doing is really mashups of interesting combinations, combining an outdoor thing and something that isn't. So, you know, we're also doing a hike in a supper club, and we're doing yoga on a flower farm where folks can do their yoga and then go pick a bouquet of flowers right from the field and things like that.
Nice. I love the kind of the strategic partnerships you're forming. It's got to be fun to launch a business that way and find the right partners to craft experiences and grow a business at the same time. On June 21st, there's a fish fry music and moon rise paddle experience, and that sounds a whole lot of fun, not only because it's my birthday and the summer solstice, but tell us a little bit about that event.
Yeah, that one's also going to be up at Pike Lake. That's a great one. They're doing a community fish fry. They're going to have some live music, and it happens to be the full moon, and so we're going to put kayaks out into the lake, and folks can watch the moon rise over the horizon.
Okay, very good. Well, Kurt Bayman from Forward Outdoor joining us today on the Upswing as I'm sitting out here at a real Upswing, the golf course at Majestic Oaks, the WTMJ Classic. Kurt, appreciate your time. All the best with the business, and keep up the good work. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow for Business Headlines with Rich Kirchen.